questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRabi English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. We have a very special guest speaker for today's program, Sheikh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to continue our discussion regarding, we can say, whether the masculine or the feminine discourse is dominant in the text of the Holy Quran or not. In the previous discussions, we said that it is not so. And there are some specific, of course, exceptions and cases. But now for this episode, we want to get into some of the examples in the text of the Holy Quran regarding this topic. What are they?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As I mentioned in the previous session, first of all, when it comes to the dominant discourse of the Quran regarding, spirituality, regarding the creation of man, regarding the intellectual understanding and potentials of human beings, there is no difference between men and women. I shared a couple of verses from the Quran, like chapter An-Nahl, verse 97, and chapter At-Tin, verse 4. We also refer to the fact that when it comes to Arabic language, it is a rule in Arabic grammar and Arabic syntax that when you have a group of men and a group of women and you want to address them all, you need to use masculine forms in the verbs, in the attributes, and in the pronouns. And that is why in most of the cases in which the Noble Book of Quran uses masculine form, it doesn't mean that it is exclusive to the men, rather it includes women as well. And in this regard, I also refer to chapter 33, verse 33, Ayatul Tathir, the verse of purification.
Yes.
And also, I talked to the fact that the Arabs at that time and even today, and not only the Arab, it's a common culture in among many peoples all around the world. They prefer to give a kind of dignity to women when it comes to addressing them.
That's right.
So when we are talking about some, delicate issues, which is not in line with the dignity of people, different cultures prefer not to mention the women, not
That's right.
to address women directly, rather just to mention men. Although, indirectly, that includes women as well.
That's right.
I refer to one verse in this regard regarding those people who cannot afford marriage because of poverty in chapter An-Nur, verse 33. So Allah says that, وَلْيَسْتَعْفِفَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ نِكَاحًا حَتَّى يُغْنِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Allah is talking about masculine.
Mm-hmm.
Allah is using masculine form. الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ يُغْنِيَهُمْ.
Yes.
In all these cases, all of them are in masculine form. So one way for this, one way to justify why masculine form is what I mentioned before, that when you have a group of men and a group of women, you need to use masculine form. But the other explanation by some scholars is that in these cases, it is against the dignity of such women to use feminine form as well, because the discussion is about marriage and those people who cannot afford
That's
marriage.
Right. So, in order to save the face and the honor of the
That's
Muslims
the
and the people in general, we could say the Holy Quran.
Yeah, and this
That's
can
right.
apply to many verses of the Quran
mm-hmm.
too.
Good.
Both points can be taken into consideration. The point that when you have a group of people, you need to use masculine form, and also the second point about the good culture of the Arabs. So many verses are in this regard. For example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reprimanding a group of people for some of their bad features, Allah uses only masculine form.
That's right.
So for example, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُعْجِبُكَ قَوْلُهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. There are a group of people that when they talk about this world, they do not talk in a good way. What you hear from them may surprise you. So
yes.
Allah is reprimanding the people who are somehow deceived by worldly pleasures.
Yes.
But in this case, only masculine pronoun is used. Although it could be وَمَنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْجُبَكَ قَوْلُهُ or قَوْلُهَا أو قَوْلُهَا, for example.
Yes.
So that both men and women are included. But it is mentioned only in masculine form because of two explanations. The first one that I shared before, and the second one that I'm not that I'm explaining right now, and that is the fact that to preserve the dignity of women when it comes to bad attributes.
Do we have any case in the Holy Quran in which the feminine and the women are referred to as with the men? Do we have such an exception or not?
With men, you mean?
Yes, the women are referred to, but they are referred as a man, for example, or with the, for example, masculine pronoun.
No, if the addresses are only women, mm-hmm. then we have feminine words and pronouns.
Okay.
For example, a couple of verses in chapter Ahzab are addressing the wives of the Prophet.
Uh-huh.
So all of them are in feminine form, in kuntunna, for example,
yes.
turitna, for
yes.
example. We know that some of the verses before Ayatul Tathir, they are
yes.
addressing the wives of the Prophet.
Yes.
And all of them are in feminine form because
yes.
no man is included.
Yes.
But as soon as verse 33 is mentioned, because of the fact that
yes.
next to Lady Zahra, salamullahi alayha, we have some men, the
mm-hmm.
Prophet, Imam Ali,
yes.
and Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, alayhi wasalam, then we have masculine form.
So it
and
shows,
this is,
yes.
sorry to interrupt
okay.
you,
okay.
this is one of the reasons that
yes.
the
mm-hmm.
wives of the Prophet are not included in Ayatul Tathir.
And Ayatul Tathir does not refer to the wives of Prophet.
Not at all.
That's okay. Yeah. Okay,
and
what about examples?
Thank you for referring to that point. When there is a discussion for only women, for sure the Quran is using feminine forms. And
yes.
there are many verses in this regard. We have some verses about some of the Islamic laws, which
mm-hmm.
are special for ladies. And of course, we have some verses which are talking about some special women.
Lady
like
Maryam, for example.
Salam alayha,
yes.
the wife of Fir'aun, for example.
Lady Asiya, yes.
So for sure, in all these cases, the feminine forms are used, like when it is the case for some of the men specifically, like Fir'aun himself, like, Ashab al-Fil, for example, and of course, good people like the prophets, then in that case, for sure, the words should be in line with the gender, male
right.
or female.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Also, we know that the Arabic language has used the masculine and feminine form for the things too, for the objects
yeah.
in general, okay?
Yeah.
So it doesn't necessarily mean that, for example, that thing is a feminine or masculine gender. But
we have the same in other Latin
languages
like French
yes.
language as well. Do you
That's
also
right.
have it? Yeah.
But for sure, there is, we can say, a philosophy, isn't it, of referring to, how can I say, there must be a philosophy behind using such pronouns in reference to the men and women in different parts of the Holy Quran. Is it, for example, to make them clear for the dear listeners, or we can say the readers of the text of the Holy Quran?
Yeah, there are some verses in which, as I mentioned in the first point, when you want to address both men and women, you
yes.
need to use masculine forms.
Masculine form, yes.
But in some cases, the Noble Book of Quran, we have some exceptions. In
yes.
some cases, the Noble Book of Quran has mentioned both.
Mm-hmm.
Like the verse that I recited in the previous session, that those people who act righteously, ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى, whether they are male or female. So
okay.
there is a point here. Allah wants to explicitly mention that there is no difference. Or, for example, in chapter An-Nisa, verse 32, لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبُ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا وَلِلْنِسَاءِ نَصِيبُ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا. We know that in the time of Jahiliyyah, the pre-Islam era of ignorance, the women had no right to possess anything. It was, through the advent of Islam that women came to be able to possess anything, something.
Yes.
So in this verse, Allah says that the man has a share from what they earn, and explicitly again, Allah repeats the same for women. وَلِلنِّسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبْنَ in feminine form.
Yes.
So this is because of the significance of the point, because to explicitly mention that it's not only limited for the men.
Yes.
Or for example, in chapter Ahzab, we have إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ
and right.
Some other attributes.
That's right.
Muslim men and women. Muslim, I mean the believers, men and women.
And, so, and regarding that, this is a time that the women, we can say, are excluded from the society.
From life in some
from
cases.
From life in the Arab tribes. We know that even their daughters was a disgrace for them and they were buried alive. Now consider how the text of the Holy Quran respect the women.
Exactly.
Okay? Those girls and the women today are looking for respect, just dates back to 14 centuries ago, mm-hmm. how the text of the Holy Quran addressed them, respected them, named them in the text of the Holy
That's
Quran.
That's the point. So from when it comes to earning, Allah says that there is no difference. So my point is that there are some cases, which are not many, there are exceptions, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used both, forms, masculine and feminine.
Yes.
Al-Muslimin, Al-Muslimat. Al-Mu'minin, Al-Mu'minat.
Yes.
Al-Qanatin, Al-Qanatat, for example. Or لِلْرِجَالِ لِلْنِسَاءِ اِكْتَسَبُوا اِكْتَسَبُوا Now imagine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to do the same regarding all the verses of the Quran, which, I mean, in that case, the Quran is not, a miraculous.
It would be 100 volumes.
Exactly, that's the point.
That's right.
So imagine, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا is repeated a lot in the Quran.
Yes.
Now imagine that if God wanted to address women separately.
Yes.
So it is, new point is that it is against the beautiful words and a structure of the Quran to use both masculine and feminine form in all the verses.
Yes.
Only there are some exceptions and there is a reason for such exceptions.
And like, we know when it is referred to, for example, as Amanu, those who have faith, okay? This again shows that the best of the men and the women
exactly.
are those who have faith,
That's
and not
point.
All of them. Okay, this is the case again. Okay,
and the next point that I would like to share regarding how.
Sorry, is God Himself, Allah Himself, in the text of the Holy Quran referred to as something neutral or no? We can say masculine form.
Yeah, that's a good question. Thank you for that. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is. Free of any gender. Allah is neither male
you mean the word
or
Allah.
Female.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm talking about the nature of
the
God.
The nature of God.
But when it comes to the words, the Quran uses masculine form.
Masculine
but
form.
It doesn't mean that God is a man, for example.
Okay.
No, Allah.
Yes.
And the Quran has answered
this
question that it had. I mean, the issue of gender has nothing to do with God. God is free from any kind of gender.
That's right.
But again, based on that. Rules in Arabic language, masculine form should be used in this case, but it doesn't mean that God has any kind of sex or gender.
That's right, okay.
And the next one that I would like to share is that when we want to understand the way the Quran looks at women, we need to pay attention to the verses in which two ladies are introduced as the role model for all people, for all Muslims, for all believers, men and women.
Yes.
For example, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ آمَنُوا إِمْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ
Yes.
The wife of Fir'aun, Asya, is not only a role model for women. She is a role model for الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, all the people who are faithful, both men and women. This is the way the Quran looks at women.
Yes, that's
right. A woman like Maryam, like Asya, like Lady Zahra Salamullahi Alayha, can be a role model for all people. So this is the discourse of the Quran regarding the virtues and merits of both men and women.
That's right.
And all,
What about specifically the Surah Al-Kawthar when say we gave you Al-Kawthar? Is it with the feminine format or no? Is it general?
The addressee of this verse is the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. So, إِنَّا أَعْتَيْنَاكَ. But Al-Kawthar, there are different explanations for this very word. Al-Kawthar means abundant goodness.
Goodness, yes.
And one of the explanations is, for example, is that pool in the Day of Judgment. And one of the explanations, one of the applications and interpretations of this verse is Lady Zahra, salamullahi alayha. So we cannot say that Al-Kawthar is in feminine form,
No. That's right.
Okay. It's a word which can be, which can have different explanations. Yes. One of the most prominent ones is Lady Zahra, salamullahi alayha.
That's right. Thank you very much. The people nowadays are looking for so many types of the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the wording of the Holy Quran can be a nice, we can say, field of study to do research on. I really invite our dear listeners, if are interested, to go over there and then see how the women, especially the feminine, are respected more than 1400.
And just one last verse, Allah says that inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha, or people, we have created you, male and female. But inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The most honored among you before God is the one who is more pious. It doesn't have anything to do with the gender.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page. See another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن.